One word some people are using to describe the suspect in the Benghazi attack is jihadi. You also hear that word, along with jihad and jihadist, used a lot in the news coverage of the crisis in Iraq. It made me wonder what jihad and jihadi actually mean, and whether we should be using the term jihad at all. I put these questions to Azadeh Moaveni, author of a book called Lipstick Jihad. She's also a former Iran correspondent for Time magazine.
The word jihad actually means struggle at its core. And that can be, even in Islamic context, defined in different ways. It can be a personal struggle. You know, if I set myself, a very ambitious and difficult personal thing that I want to resolve and struggle against, it can have the wider military political meaning. Waging a war in the name of religion. So it has both of these aspects. I think it's important that you're raising the question about the use of this term. I think in a way, the jihadis, this group in Iraq, ISIS, certainly perceives themselves in a religious war. They want to set up an Islamic emirate stretching from that part of Syria to northern Iraq. I think it's a great question, though, whether we should simply, accept their self-definition. I mean, they're certainly extremists, they're radicals. There are other words that we could use to talk about, from the outside, how we view the battle that they're waging.
And when you see the word jihadi to describe ISIS in Western media, what strikes you?
I think that there's a resonance around jihadi because I think the term has become linked to al-Qaeda. I think it connotes this extremely reactionary, violent discourse that is almost beyond sort of norms of political engagement. I think that's why the term has become quite common around ISIS, because I think it evokes that. These are people who are going to be very, very difficult to kind of have any rational political engagement with. It's extremely ideological, on a level that's beyond, even lots of other Islamist groups. I think that's what it connotes. So I think that's how we've slipped into using that very easily for this set of extremists. While we're a lot more careful when we're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt or other kinds of political Islamists, we don't immediately revert to jihadi. But I think that because these images we see of these mass executions, really a precursor to some kind of ethnic cleansing are so terrifying, I think that's the easiest word that conveys all of that.
Well, you're the author of Lipstick Jihad, so you seem pretty comfortable with unorthodox ways of using the word. What did it mean in that context?
In that context, going back to that other meaning of jihad that I described, a struggle, a resistance struggle that doesn't necessarily need to be armed. But in the Iranian context that I was writing about, it meant to invoke this sort of youth culture of rebelliousness or civil disobedience against the very strict rules of Iran's Islamic government. Young people who wanted to, have more freedom in terms of what they could wear, what they could do and speak and mixing at universities and, a much more relaxed kind of social liberalization. But they were struggling in terms of flouting the rules. And, Henry David Thoreau called that civil disobedience. I think in an entire differently Iranian hemisphere, that term comes up too because of the depth of that kind of struggle.
We just did an interview about Ahmed Abu Hatala, this extremist who is allegedly behind the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. He's often referred to in the media as a jihadist, but because I knew I was about to speak to you about jihadists and it was on my mind, I was really careful not to call him a jihadist. I mean, is it difficult to kind of start drawing lines around who's a jihadist and who's not?
I think it is. And I find myself, slipping into the term as well. I think the one thing that certainly comes up, and we see this with the jihadists, with their very powerful and savvy social media presence, if they call it a jihad, and there is all these, and this is especially important in Europe and in Britain, where there are a lot of sort of susceptible, angry young Muslims who might be drawn into this. I think it's important to take the power of that term away from groups like ISIS and maybe use terms that are less appealing, extremist, radical, reactionary, that would have a less sort of romantic effect on, say, like a young 20-year-old, young man of Pakistani origin in Birmingham who might want to sign up to go fight with them. Now, I think being aware of the potential of that having an appeal to some is also important.
I mean, if it literally means struggle, then am I not playing into the perception that jihad is a violent activity? Am I then being inaccurate?
You're not, because it can mean religious struggle. It can mean religious holy war. I mean, that's not incorrect either. I mean, I think that the term was invoked in the early days of Islam to go to battle for religious purposes. So that's part of it, too. So I don't think that that's wrong. I think just in the modern context, there's so much more involved. You know, we're dealing with, you know, the complications of a modern Middle East with Saudi Arabia and Iran at each other's throats, you know, over dominance. So it's very different than the 7th century.
Writer Azadeh Moveni speaking with us from Cambridge in the UK. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.